Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Derry. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires to first and picks off Rosar. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball towards left. Derry settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Derry. Boudreau scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Hayes moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Handley for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Case steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. There goes Case. The throw from Rosar to second, and they've got Case trapped. There's the throw to Handley, and Case is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-for-1 in the game. Derry strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black hits a pop-up towards the mound. Marchildon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. Derry takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Vallow moves to third. Derry moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Vallow. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Marchildon out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Case reaches second base with a double. Black goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Derry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco pinch hits for Dutch Meyer. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. There goes Boudreau trying to get to home. Vallow throws the ball into Rosar, who tags Boudreau, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Pete Suter. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Gene Handley. Joe Krakowski is now pitching. Irv Hall pinch hits for Barney McCoskey. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.